The Goers and Bring On The Night on Downtown Radio. Now, age is only a number, isn't it? My next guest knows all about this. It's Rosemary Smith. Now, Rosemary's a rally driver and she's had a few breaks and she says, but she won't let a few broken bones stop her life in the fast lane. But it might be interesting to note that Rosemary is 77 years of age. Good morning to you, Rosemary.
Good morning. How are you?
I am absolutely great. All the better for talking to you because you are some lady for one lady.
Yes, but I just would like your listeners to hear this. The bones that I broke just in this last year had nothing to do with cars. Everybody automatically thinks, oh, you know, I cracked my kneecap and I twisted my ankle and I broke my collarbone. And all of them were in different situations. One was falling off the bedclothes. One was just twisting my foot on a footpath. You know, they were so simple things. And automatically people say, oh, yes, you must have been driving a car. No, I'm very glad to say I have had very few, well, I've had quite a few accidents, but like rolling down mountains in a rally. But I never broke anything.
But the latest injuries have nothing to do with rallying. It's funny, it must be the weather for it, because we had Conal Gallen, the comedian, on earlier on. And he's in Portugal, laid up in hospital in traction because he fell out of a golf buggy. So it just as it can happen as easy as that now. But you know what, Rosemary? At 77 years of age, do you not think it's time? Tell us throughout your career as rallying, in rallying, where have you competed? You've done the Circuit of Ireland, the big Circuit of Ireland.
Well, what I call now the proper Circuit of Ireland, because this thing they run now, it's around three counties and they don't really drive at night. We used to start in the north, sometimes at, I think it was the Carroll Cigarette Factory or one of the factories up there.
And maybe the Gallagher's one, was it?
The Gallagher's, yes, of course, Gallagher Circuit of Ireland. And we'd come and we'd drive all the first night and stop for breakfast on the Saturday morning, that day, end up in Killarney, stay overnight. Then we'd go around the Ring of Kerry on the Sunday. Then we'd start again on the Monday and we'd drive right up through the night, up through Galway and Sligo and up around Donegal, right through the night and then back and finish in Bangor.
Now, tell me this, Rosemary. At 77 years of age, I'm just wondering, when you went to your parents, or did you go to your parents and say, well, actually, I'd like to be a rally driver? That was pretty out there for your day, wasn't it?
Yeah, but you see, it wasn't really like that at all. It was because my father used to race.
It was in the genes.
He was an amateur driver. He had a garage, but you know, he raced in the Phoenix Park and the Curragh and Whitfield tracks and places like this. But I just got into it by accident because I trained as a dress designer and I used to model. And then my mother opened a very small little sort of salon place and I was doing lovely dresses for weddings and race meetings and, you know, for the, as I used to call them, the Lordy Dolls. And they had more money than sense. No, I was very grateful for that because I got the money and they never got the sense. But that was neither here nor there.
And you won quite a few rallies yourself. I think probably one of the most famous ones would have been in 65. Was it the Tulip Rally in your little Hillman Imp?
That's right, yes. I won that. But that wouldn't be... You see, an awful lot of people still think, oh, that must have been the highlight of my career. And in fact, it wasn't, because though there was a lot of snow and ice that year in Holland, and we went over the Alps into France and so on. But I mean, I've done things like the East African Safari, which goes on for day night in mud and muck, and when it rains out there, it rains. And I think they had something like over 200 starters and we came in about 10th overall. Now, something like that is what I think is brilliant. We did the London to Mexico, which was 17,000 miles, which again was day night. I mean, that was a rail drag. And did the London to Sydney, which I think that was only 12,000 miles.
And you've no notion of giving up.
Oh, well, you don't give up. This is the point. People who give up on something, you know, they really... No, my whole thing was to go out and finish. Regardless, I have to finish. I mean, we had to nail on a wheel on one of the little imps because the rear hub, this sounds technical, and I don't know very much about it, but I knew the rear wheels kept falling off. So an old farmer came along and he welded his nail. And, you know, it really is... But we got there and we won the Coup de Dame, and that was it. I mean, even my competition manager said, oh, Rosie, give up. I said, how dare you? Oh, just give up. No.
And I believe you got a very special bouquet of flowers and a lovely letter to congratulate you from a very show busy couple as well.
Oh, yes. They were actually staying at the same hotel, and they weren't actually filming there. They were just having a while off.
Remind us who it was.
Yeah, Elizabeth Taylor and Richard Burton. And they were absolutely lovely. And this enormous bunch of flowers and a lovely note. And, of course, somebody wants to see the note, and I never got it back. Now, if I'd known all these years later that I'd be still rallying and still all involved with cars. And I mean, I spent last weekend now over in Solihull with the Sunbeam Tiger Club, of which I'm president. And 2 weeks prior to that, it was the NEC, which I had my own little restored Hillman Imp over there, and, you know, meeting up with Stirling Moss and all these people. No, what would I do? Sit down and watch television all day?
Not a chance. You don't sound like the lady that's going to sit down for too long.
No. And then yesterday I run a driving school for young children for the transition years. These are 15, 16, before they can legally go out on the road. And I run it down in a place called Goss, down near Naas. And we had 24 youngsters down there. And it's great teaching youngsters to drive because they're like little sponges. They absorb it all.
Rosemary, I'm going to ask you a question now. Do you think that, you know, we could all do with refresher tests when we get a bit older? Do you think that should be mandatory?
Yes.
And I'm not going to be ageist about this. I'm not going to say, you know, when you're 60 or when you're 65 or whatever. I just think, you know, if you've been driving for 10 years, that every 10 years you should have to do some sort of a refresher test.
Absolutely. I mean, you do have to do an eye test. Well, I don't know whether you do in the north, but I know down here, you know, you have to have an eye test, and then the older you get, you have to have a doctor's certificate, and so on it goes on. But I mean, that's no good if you're then going to make the most stupid mistakes or run over somebody, or just because you're sort of, I've been doing this for years, so I'm perfectly safe. Quite the contrary, when they're doing it for years, they're not perfectly safe because they've run into so many bad faults, you know, not wearing seatbelts, you know, smoking in the car, which I can't abide, not doing anything they should never. Now, roundabouts. People do not know how to use roundabouts, and I think that's when they should have to go back and be retrained. Because, I mean, roundabouts are only, well, comparatively new. So people who've been driving as long as I have, we never knew what a roundabout was. So we had to go out and learn very quickly, you know, what to do on a roundabout. So there are people down there
who still do not know how to do it. Well, do you know what, Rosemary? It's an absolute pleasure to talk to you. What is it? Was it George Bernard Shaw, I think, said, "We don't stop playing because we grow old. We grow old because we stop playing. Never stop playing and never stop rallying. Never stop driving. Keep you young." You're up there along with the South African major golf player, Gary Player, who's 79. He's still playing golf. And I don't know if you saw this gentleman recently. I think it was in the summer, Poland's Stanislaw Kowalski, I think that's how we pronounce it. He competed in the Polish Veterans Championships earlier this year. He's the world's oldest athlete at 105 years of age. And listen to this. He completed the 100 metres in 34.5 seconds.
he's not giving up.
Absolutely. He believes that doing everything he wants and never going to the doctors is the reason behind his good health and incredible stamina. Good for him.
And maybe a drop of Irish whiskey at the end of the day.
Rosemary, it is absolutely lovely to talk to you. Excuse me, I could do with a drop of that whiskey at the moment. Stay well, and we will talk to you soon.
I hope so. Thank you very much indeed.